do we have a good understanding, at least in Christendom, at least in the church, as to what heaven is really like?
I think that many believers don't have a good concept of it. And a lot of it goes back to kind of a Platonic viewpoint that the soul is the real person, the body isn't, and one of these days we're going to be delivered from the body and we're going to go to heaven, we're going to live as disembodied spirits in an angelic realm, and then all will be good and all will be peaceful and all will be light. Well, there's a couple of problems with that. One is the Bible does not teach that. The Bible teaches that the ultimate is the resurrection. And Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, if the dead are not raised, we are of all men most to be pitied. And it's an embodied existence forever, eternal life in a new heavens and living on a new earth where Christ sits on the throne of the new Jerusalem. That's the promise of Scripture. And I think for many believers, we fall short because we think of the present heaven, you know, that's between now and the resurrection as if that were the eternal heaven. But Revelation 21:3 says God's going to come down, bring heaven down to earth, and there the kings of the nations of the earth will come through the gates of the city, and you've got the tree of life, and you've got the water, and you've got a number of Old Testament passages that talk about the animals lying down together, not just in a millennial kingdom, but in an eternal realm. And this is what's exciting. This is what you can have a passion for. People don't get excited about the idea of a disembodied state because God didn't make us for that.